Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm sure everybody you've seen content creators and influencers are using it for their content. Radio shows are talking about it. Love Weekend is nearly here. However, once the weekend is gone, you need to make sure you're on your best behavior right up until at least midnight on Tuesday. Because apparently Red Tuesday is the name being given to a spike in breakups that reportedly happen after the weekend when couples have spent more time together and have had space to reflect on where things are going. Relationship experts say unresolved issues often come to a head once normal routine resumes. Is it not like a really bad idea to be in a constant state of fear that your relationship is going to end? You know what I mean? And I do know that relationship anxiety is a thing.
They just have the Monday. And if they get by the Tuesday, they're in the clear.
I will say this research, though, exactly. Yeah. This research isn't suggesting that it's just the Tuesday after Valentine's Day. The timing also makes sense psychologically. People are more likely to act after they've had time to think things through. Yeah, I really wish I was that kind of a person, because I don't know about you guys, but I got an email, like, it must have been 7 p.m. yesterday. That annoyed me, and bing, 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 bam. I'm like, passive aggressive, hi, hope this finds you well, aggressive reply. And after I sent it, my other half turned to me and she was like, okay, how about we sleep on this and then we get a reply sent in the morning. I was like, oh, I've already sent one. I know. And then I got kind of thick with my other half. I was like, well, I'm allowed to just reply, you know what I mean? I'm going to message her now after this. I'm going to say, look, I think you read the right, because I'm regretting sending the reply already.
The girls are always right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rather than during the emotion of the weekend itself or the emotion of getting an email that's really annoyed you. So if your phone buzzes with a message on a Tuesday, you're definitely not alone. So everyone checking their phones on Tuesday are going to be like, hey, what's actually going on here? This is mad to me.
It makes a lot of sense, though, like when you actually think about it, because you have all that weekend and then you're kind of left to your own devices on the Monday and you're like, wait.
What about the people that live together? Everything just runs into one, really. It's like, okay, the weekend to me is just when you live with your other half, it's like, it's not like you're seeing them at the weekend. Do you get me? Yeah, and then you've got time to think about your time with them, because you see them at the weekend, then you go home with them, you sleep with them, you wake up with them the next morning, and you continue to see them. So when do you reflect?
But then Monday, Tuesday at work, though. Oh. You're coming into work, you're not with them, you're not around them, and then you go, ah, yeah.
This is coming from some. This sounds like it's coming from a man who's done this before. He's like,
no, I'm literally, I'm psychologically thinking about it. Yeah. Get into the mindset.
So, in a nutshell, Valentine's weekend, everyone's talking about it. If you are looking forward to it, just make sure you're on your best behavior right up until Tuesday.
Get a good present.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you plan then on not being on your best behavior, you have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to do that. And then you're back on your best behavior Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Just break the week up nicely and split it up so that you can stay in that beautiful relationship that you're in. All right.
Breakfast rolls.
Donal, what do you have for us this morning?
This morning, couples who do this together live longer.
Live longer?
Yeah, they're going to live longer if they do this together as a couple.
Or live longer as a couple.
What's your thinking? Your face, your smile there.
I'm smiling because I'm so mean. My other half, bless her, she can send me things that are really cute on Instagram, and I think she got it wrong the other day. And it's to do with living long. And I called her out on it instead of saying that was cute. And I was like, oh my God, no. But hear me out for a sec. So there's 7 years between us. Mm. And she sent me this cute Instagram quote that was like, if you live to be 100 years old, 100 years and one day old, I want to live to 100 because I don't want to go a day without you. And I was like, that's really cute, but I'm 7 years older than you. If I live to 100 and one day old, you'll be 94.
Oh, you shouldn't trust. That's why what you stirred the pot like that?
But the maths, like, I was like, you'll have 6 years if you want to stay to 100 then, you know the kind of way. And she was like, way to ruin the moment. And I was like, I need to go back on the post and see if anyone's done the maths on that, because the sentiment is there.
The sentiment is there.
Living long together, you know, that kind of way. Yeah. So, Donal, I'm going to say, is it sharing Instagram quotes?
No, it is not sharing Instagram quotes. No. Something I've been opened up to recently is like let's do a TikTok like trend dance.
Oh, you're a bit of a groover on TikTok, aren't you?
I was never kind of even thinking about them, and then I was kind of asked, I was like, yeah, I wonder if people do that and have a laugh about that together. Does that make
or
you
that
longer?
Could cause arguments?
Either way,
yeah, like, yeah, you know those TikTok blessed, trends, yeah. And it's like the Titanic. They have to catch them.
Oh yeah,
and
oh,
like
yeah.
They get their partner to do it, and then they just like can't pick them up or whatever. Yeah, that. Oh, but that'd I think be that's dangerous.
It's all dangerous. Yeah, but funny. Then you can have a laugh with doing it wrong.
Yeah, you could. You could also be like, why can't you pick me up?
Oh, yeah, maybe you know? What are you saying about me?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. What's the, oh, what are you implying
these
here?
These
yeah.
Go to arguments quite fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Donald's got big guns. You're strong. So, like, there's no excuses there at all now, yeah.
You'd be fine.
Annalie, what do you reckon?
I think it could be, like, just basic tasks, like cleaning together.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know? The day-to-day mundane, like, doing it together.
Yeah, like, if you see, like, someone that just, like, wipes something off, like, the countertop and doesn't like actually like spray it and then wipe it, that's very telling. So if you have the same cleaning routine, and that's also good for your health, so you'll live longer.
That
in a clean
is
environment.
Really good thinking, to be fair. You know? Yeah, I like your style there. Yeah, it's not the answer, but I like, yeah. I like your thinking. Yeah, that kind of thinking is along the right lines though. So,
okay. Yeah.
That's brilliant, though. I love that one so much. Okay. What do you think? 087-1-102-107. Apparently, couples who do this together live longer. What is it? Send us a message. You've heard it's none of our guesses. Well, thank God it's none of our guesses. Okay, Donal, what do we have this morning?
Couples who do this together live longer. But what is it?
What is it what that is they it? Do? Good morning, Laura.
Morning, guys. Is it couples that go to the gym together live longer? Laura and Goy.
Makes sense. Very great good chat. Guess. But does, can I just really quickly say, couples that go to the gym together, I'm all for it. Couples that train together. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you just go and do your things separate.
Little smooches here and there. No, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Please.
Nobody needs to see that.
I don't.
There's
like,
a time
in
a
gym,
place.
We're sweaty, you know, the hooks, the kisses. Bicep curls.
Read the room.
Yeah.
No, it's gross. Not that, but I like the thinking. I get it. It's fitness and it's doing something together, but no, it's not the answer, no.
Okay.
Tom and me has said, if you be playfully competitive, if everything's a competition, you make the cups of coffee, the next cups of coffee you've made, I've made them better than you did. Little things, little making a competition out of everything. That's it's a good shout, not the
that
answer.
Is it a good shout? Would you not end up killing each other, no?
Yeah. But like in a playful way, it's not like...
I killed her in a playful way.
Oh, God.
You know, yeah.
There's an extreme there, but I get you thinking. Yeah. It's not the answer, though, anyway. Yeah.
Okay, right. Put us out of our misery, Donald.
The answer is couples who slag people together.
What?
And decide they have joint feelings on slagging someone. They find that's a comfort. Like, I agree with you. They are an ignorant person.
That's great.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't understand the science behind it, but you know what? I'm going to go with it and I'm going to start implementing it in the next couple of hours.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Grind it just a little bit,
no,
all of it.
Oh, a game of Rhyme It. And what a week it is for this game, because we have got an incredible score to beat, which is 9. Yesterday, we had a score of 9. We're going to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You're going to have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. Do you have a drawer here?
I don't have a drawer here, no, but I do know...
I don't have one either.
Una left me the keys to her drawer.
So, did she?
Yeah, she did. So,
you know, you're in full possession of it.
I have full possession, and I can say there's a lot of great things in there.
Are you going to add anything to it?
No.
Should just take things away.
Sneakily borrow a few things.
What would I add to it? I can just take from it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to give to it. It's got everything you need.
Okay, the contents of Una's drawer is up for grabs, but 9 was set by Robbie yesterday. He flew through the answers after we, as a team, we made a Hames at the start of it.
Yeah, we did.
And Robbie recovered and he absolutely smashed it. We should have Adele on the phone. He's in Sligo. Hi, Adele.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Adele.
How are you this morning?
I'm all good.
Oh, good. Come here, can I ask you a question? Like, this whole Valentine's Day, you know, stuff that's happening at the moment, would you be one now to celebrate it?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, any plans?
So we're going to Galway for the weekend.
Lovely. Oh, fab. I'm a Galway girl. You're in the right place.
Yeah.
You're going to the right place.
Galway.
You can't beat a bit of Galway for sure. I absolutely love it. Okay, now, did you hear Robbie yesterday when he flew through these?
Yeah, No,
it was very impressive. Like, yeah. I'm shocked. But yeah, Adele, you sound like you're a confident gal. You know, you sound like you can get 9 or more on this game for sure. Because if you make, to make it sound a bit more appeasing, like, it's just 1 every 3.5 seconds.
That's all.
And Annalie is a great team member to have as well.
I'm with you, Adele.
Okay. So Annalie now is going to take over, tell you the word that you have to rhyme with, and then we're going to start the clock.
Today's word to rhyme with is grief.
Let's go.
The leader of a tribe is the what?
Pass.
If you were quickly taught something, the lesson was only what?
Pass.
A chicken burger is great, but I prefer this.
Beef.
Plants make food when sunlight hits the what? It's on trees. When I was younger, I wish I got retainers on my what?
Teeth.
Someone who's robbed you is a what?
Thief.
A ridge of rock or car below sea level is? We're out of time.
And you got a grand score of 3.
They were tough today.
They were tough.
I will say, it's not the lows we had this week though as well. No, we had 2. True. At the start of the week.
Yeah.
I will say, now, I'm going to back Adele on this one. That was tough.
Yeah, it was tough, to be
and
fair.
I will say, can I make an argument here as well? The answer to when I was younger, I wish I got retainers on my what? The answer was teeth.
That doesn't, it doesn't rhyme.
Grief. No, it doesn't rhyme. You're right, Adele. Teeth. Grief does not rhyme. Wait a second. Did you put these together?
Yeah, I put them together. Yeah, grief, teeth.
Grief and teeth.
Teeth.
No.
You just said grief and teeth.
I'm trying to spell it.
Adele got that one. So, that's the point. It's okay.
Oh, you did get it.
Adele got that.
Sorry.
Yeah. She was thinking outside the box.
Sorry.
Go on, Adele.
Okay. And what else did you miss? That, they don't rhyme, though.
No, they don't,
Adele. You still managed to get the answer. So that's something. You managed to get an answer to a question correct. That wasn't even, that didn't even rhyme. That has to be a first for the show.
That deserves 2 points at least.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't see how they don't rhyme. But
what was the other one? Plants make food when sunlight hits the what? That was a leaf. If you were quickly taught something, the lesson was only brief.
Mm. Yeah. Brief, yeah.
Adele, I feel like you were robbed on that. I'm going to say that. I hate to break it to you. Donal, you made that very hard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Adele, I will say you've been a great sport. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Have
Thanks
a great day and enjoy Galway,
Thanks,
okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Oh my! It just
I feel really bad now.
No, I didn't mean to make you feel bad. I'm so sorry.
Of course you didn't. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to. Annalie read the questions out perfectly this morning. So
yeah, well I had done, no Annalie. Blunders.
And I'm hardly going to come on the radio and blame myself. Am I? So.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
We listen, and we don't. Judge, we hit you with a little bit of a dilemma. We ask you for your opinion on what you think should be done in this case. Sometimes they're juicy, sometimes they're practical, sometimes they're everyday situations. Mm-hmm. Annalie, what do we have this morning?
Yeah, so this listener texted in. She said, "Hi guys, I'm in a really new relationship, as in we're still in the I pretend to wake up looking naturally radiant phase. I've accidentally built this relationship on a culinary lie, so it's got to do with cooking."
This is interesting. Wow.
Very interesting. So she says, "I served him that amazing Michelin star level meal. He thought it was the best thing ever and is raving about how amazing it was. He says it's so attractive that I can cook like that. He told his friends, his besties, his mom. And because we're still new, he's in that stage where everything I do is magical."
Cute.
How great.
Yeah.
The only issue is, here it goes. "It was my friend, chef friend, who cooked it all because I wanted to impress. I just warmed it up and lit a few candles."
Oh.
"Now he has invited his entire family over so they can experience my cooking because he's so proud of his new girlfriend." Experience what? My personality? Because that's the only thing I can confidently serve. Oh my goodness. "I can't even confess without it sounding unhinged. She could say, hey, remember that dinner that made you fall slightly more in love with me? Surprise, it was my chef mate. I really like this guy as well, but what can I do to get out of this hole I've dug for myself?"
This is different to the usual ones, isn't it?
It's pretty.
It's not like she's done something like malicious.
No,
like,
it's not.
It's not malicious. She just wants to impress him.
It's embarrassing, though.
It is a little bit embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
But, now, again, I hate painting all men with the same brush. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
Let me just put this out there. And Donald, you can disagree with me. If you're a man, you're listening right now, you want to disagree with me, go ahead. Come at me. I'm ready. I'm not going to notice. Personally, I'm not going to notice.
What if it was that good and then suddenly she loves beans on toast or something?
Well, like, I mean, I presume, I'd like to think that maybe she's not going to, you know, prepare beans on toast for a dinner. Donal, I'd like to, you know.
We don't know what level of cooking she's got.
But surely she can, like, at least get a whole chicken cooked from a supermarket and boil a bit of veg, like, you know. Like,
yeah, she could, but is that Michelin star level? Like, chef level?
Well, she's saying it's Michelin star level. So maybe, like, because it's so good and she knows her friend is such an incredible chef that she's, that's how she's branding it. As far as I'm concerned, like, I could have a really nice dinner one day and just have a dinner the next day. I'm not going to compare the two. I've already forgotten. Do you get me?
I get what you're saying. I would compare, though. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I noticed.
But if he's bigged it up this much to his family and they're coming around going, oh, right, because he's saying it's Michelin level, like, it's unreal.
And do you not think that it says a lot about him then if he judges the next dinner and uses it as a way to go, you're not the one for me. The dinner you made the first time was way better than this.
This is the thinking that's going through her head. Yeah. She doesn't know this.
She doesn't know this. No, you're right.
It's just boiling a chicken.
I really think she should just get the chef over. And then, like, because you know, if you go into a house and you can't smell the dinner cooking. So, like, if let's say the chef had already pre-made the meals for
you'd
the family,
pick up on that.
You'd be like, what the hell? So, if the chef was there, just hide her in the room.
Hide her in the room?
So you could smell the gravy, the Annalie, chicken, the roast chicken, just hide it. And then
if someone was cooking you dinner and you got over at the time that they asked you to come over, is your nose active as soon as you walk in?
Oh my God, absolutely.
What? That means you're already.
You would notice. If not, no.
If I didn't smell it, I wouldn't notice. Obviously, if I smelled, like, oh, that smells lovely. But if I didn't smell it, I wouldn't go, oh, they're lying. They're not cooking this.
Because if you go in and you're like, oh, yeah, dinner's for, like, I don't know, 7. And you go in and you arrive at, like, 5 to 7 and the food was just already plated up. You're like, ugh. What's going on? This hasn't just been freshly made, you know?
Oh, see, yeah, everyone thinks differently. All our brains work in different ways, don't they?
It's a tough one. Oh. I get where she's coming from, though.
Yeah, I think this is something you reveal on the wedding day.
No!
Yeah, I think it's you wait. Yeah, your speech at the wedding day. Because I love that this has become a thing in the last couple of years that the bride is now speaking. Like, yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
And I'd love just go, by the way, on our first date, the dinner I cooked you was actually made by my bridesmaid. And then everyone's like, wait.
That is cool.
He can't walk away then.
That is cool. But also, if she does 2 dinners now, he's going to expect that level of
cooking every
day.
She can't keep it up till the wedding day if they get married.
Wow, okay.
Maybe he loves the cooking that much.
I like this one. This is like a bit lighthearted and a bit of fun.
She could maybe say, like, she get the friends to do it again this time. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Cover it up.
And then maybe get some lessons and stuff. And like, and then learn to cook like similar to how she's cooks, you know.
And then just play it off for the rest of
the day. And then just play it off then, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then tell him on the wedding day, I got cooking lessons.
I got
for you. That's the level I'm into for you.
All very different in here. 087-1102-107. You've heard it. We listen and we don't judge. Hit us with a voice note. We are chatting all about an interesting cooking situation, a dilemma in We Listen and We Don't Judge. Annalie read it out earlier. We're going to summarise it real quick.
Basically, she cooked a really nice fancy meal. Well, no, she didn't. Her bestie chef cooked it for her man, and her boyfriend basically thinks she's the best person ever. They're really new in a relationship, and now he's invited her, his whole family, to experience her cooking, and she doesn't know what to do because she didn't cook it.
Because she didn't cook it. So
what should she do?
I actually am so unbelievably shocked at the reaction we're getting to this, because it's not juicy. Like, it's not like
it's an everyday.
She has a separate family with a different man in Croatia or something. It's like,
really not that
it's
deep.
It's kind of wholesome. Well, it is. No, but that's the thing. Some people think it is. Let's go to Ben first and see what Ben has to say.
Hey guys, Ben here on the way to work. Just to that lady, you can't start a relationship on a lie. Honesty is the best policy. She needs to just tell him the truth, make a laugh out of it, or even arrange to cook a dinner together and then tell him. And then ruin the dinner together. That'll make a better memory than it would finding out somewhere down the line that it was all a lie. I don't understand the person. I think you need to be honest with each other from the outset and throughout. Then there's no shocks, no surprises, and everything should go well.
And they can make a laugh out of it. Yeah, I like that idea, Ben.
I do like it. I feel like there's no wrong answer in this. Is that silly to say?
No. I think great, because you can either make a laugh out of it or...
Yeah, or whatever. Hey, Greg!
If it was me, I'd carry on trying to flag my way through as being able to cook like 4-star, 5-star meals. But the other side of it is, once it comes out, say 4 or 5 months down the line, if you can keep it going for that long, yeah, what's the repercussions going to be of starting a relationship on a lie?
Oh, it, but yeah, is it a lie? It is a lie. I don't know. It's
not a betraying lie, is it? It's just like, no. But then he thinks she's a great cook.
I do think as well, at the start of seeing somebody as well, like, you're like, you have to, it's like sending, like, let's be real, like, I remember when I worked in a cafe when I was a teenager, and I wanted to work in a new cafe. I put on my CV to get that job that I was a sandwich artist. So,
okay, but
hear me out for a second.
Job application.
But here, this is my point. Okay. When you first start seeing somebody, you put your best foot forward. I'm not going to go into the CV, I made a ham and cheese toastie for a year. I am a sandwich artist, and I was really good at what I did, and I'd like to do it for you. So this is my point. It's like, when you first start seeing somebody, you beef yourself up. Like, you tell white lies.
Cook. But like, that's the thing. If she cooked,
do you think I was an artiste with le bread? No, honestly, do you actually think I was? No.
I know, but
slapped a slice of ham on it.
She didn't try.
And sometimes I got it wrong and I burnt it. But I wasn't going to tell the new cafe that.
I'm having a bad day, sorry. Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's a job application at the end of the day when you start seeing somebody.
Yeah, and I think that's why she's in such a pickle about it. Yeah,
and the second cafe then slowly realised that I lied on my CV. And they kept me.
And they still kept you. Well, there you go.
Because I didn't lie. I just lied.
Yeah. I love that metaphor.
It's just a little white lie.
A relationship is a job application. That's so true. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
We've got a couple of more to get to on this. Annalie, help me out here, please.
So basically, this girl has a bit of a relationship trouble because she got her bestie to cook her a really fancy meal for her boyfriend to impress him. And they're very new in the relationship. And of course, her boyfriend thought, this girl is like amazing. Like, I want to marry this girl because she just cooked me the best meal of my entire life. And basically, he has invited his whole entire family over to experience her cooking. But she can't cook. She hasn't cooked
it. She hasn't cooked. We have a lot of responses to this. We only have time for one more right now. Trace, hello.
I think this girl should cook the dinner herself. Maybe her friend could help her fancy it up a wee bit, maybe a bit of nice gravy or something. And she could lightly drop the bombshell then that, well, actually, it's my friend that always helps me to dicky up the dinner, let's say.
Yeah, I like that.
I think, thinking about it and hearing advice, I think what she should do, go to the friend and just learn how to cook that one meal perfectly. And then make it for the family. And then if he asks her to make anything else, no, this is my party piece. This is
that's
the only thing.
Party
I learned
like
when I was 12. It's my thing. I can do your beans on toast any other night, but this is it.
I think, so if she learns how to cook it and cooks it once, then technically she's not lying anymore.
She's not lying. And like, if she makes any other food and he's like, oh, this isn't as good, but she's like, my party piece is that meal.
Yeah, and you can't have that all the time, buddy.
No, a special occasion.
Okay, very good.
I like it.
Okay, what a funny one we had this morning. Wow.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Time to play a game of truth or trash. We're going to bring you some incredibly interesting facts, and you have to guess. You can play along while you're listening if they are truth or trash. Yesterday we had 3 truths.
Yeah, we expanded your knowledge.
Very educational show.
Yeah,
so we're gonna about this feature. Yeah.
It is. Well, obviously, then when they're trash, you know, we're in covering Cooper and Una at the moment. Has Una ever told the truth?
A couple of times, but there are always ones that are like stupid truths. Yeah, they're kind of unbelievable.
And sometimes she'll tell like a trash or whatever, and it could end up being true. Do you get me? As in, sometimes the way she comes
the way
up
she
with,
thinks of it,
it's like it's not true now, but it could be sometime down the line. You know what I mean?
That's her answer to every one of them.
That
it's
literally
not true now, but who knows?
Play again in
maybe
a year, and maybe it's then true. Okay, right. Who would like to go first this morning?
Yeah, I will go.
Okay, Donald.
My fact, Australia we're going to. Aborigines there, the native Australians, they have eyesight that is way better than any eyesight in, like, Europe. Their eyesight is just far better.
Is it just better?
It's just better.
That's all you have for better. Me.
Yeah,
that's
my
better.
Fact.
Not even a wire.
The people of European descent, far better. So, Aborigines. They know what they're doing. They don't need Specsavers.
What dark corners of the internet were you on this morning, Donal? Eh?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, absolutely. The Aborigines have got better eyesight than the Europeans.
Yes, and all of us, better eyesight.
Wow. No. I'm going to say that is trash because I have 20/20 vision.
Oh, you buy don't. So, and we're both European.
Well, yeah, don't
know. Sorry, I don't know why I'm trying to convince you. I don't know why I'm trying to convince you.
No, don't.
I've had laser eye therapy, so.
Oh,
it's
really?
Better now, but it wasn't, yeah.
Well, then that puts my theory to the bin.
Oh.
But no, I'm still going to say trash because, like, it doesn't matter where you come from, really. Like,
no, how does
people's eyesight deteriorates, like, everything.
Annalie, I'm backing you on this one. It's trash. You can't take something like eyesight and attribute it to a native group.
Exactly.
Surely.
There you go. You can take a fact away with you then, because it's true, yeah. And it's brains of Indigenous Australians are wired differently, and experts of Indigenous people say in the outback they have the vision that is about 4 times better than non-Indigenous people.
This is what?
I don't know if it's a thing
can
of
you join?
Evolution and literally.
Can I join them?
Can I join? I don't think you just join them and then get better eyesight. I don't think it works that way.
Wow, that's a fun fact for the day.
Yeah.
Right, I'll take over now, Annalie, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Una usually goes last, and you're covering
Una.
So.
Okay.
First of all, congratulations again to Melissa from Tullamore, winning the 5,000 euro at iSpy. Did you know that Tullamore, though, is on the global history map?
Where I live. Oh, is it?
Oh, yes. It was the home to the world's first aviation disaster in 1785. An English adventurer. Hang on, Donal. What's going on here?
I've been here a while.
Yeah. Donal's ancestors is from Tullamore. basically, unfortunately, an English adventurer set off a hot air balloon into the air, and it didn't last very long. Landed in the backyard in the town centre as the wind caught it, and it slammed into a chimney, resulting in 100 houses going on fire.
I'm going to say that's true. Because it sounds believable.
See, this is the whole point of the game.
Yeah. No, that is true.
Also a hot air balloon.
That is why... I don't know the hot air balloon bit, but that is why there's a brand in Tullamore.
That's part
that
of it,
is
yeah.
The phoenix.
Yes.
Because it's rising from the ashes, the town.
Wow. Too smart.
I know.
He's too
yesterday
smart.
He did it as well.
Yeah.
Mythology.
And he knew my one about shrinking.
I know very random things, guys.
That's brilliant. Fair play. Yeah, absolutely. It's true.
It was a hot air balloon.
It was a hot. No, everything about it was true.
Houses got on fire, and that's
and you nailed it. This is why the town's crest features a phoenix. It literally had to rise from the ashes of a balloon crash. Well done. That's incredible.
I'm putting
Donal.
You to the test, Donal.
Okay. Oh God, here we go. Right.
Marty, it's okay. We're in this together.
I'm happy. I know. We can't beat this guy. We can't beat this guy.
My thing is that Dutch people made carrots orange. Okay, the only reason why carrots are orange...
I feel like Una's back. Yeah.
...is because, they wanted to celebrate. So King William of Orange, that's their, person. And their king and their founder.
That's their person.
This
hole is getting bigger.
And they wear orange on King's Day to support him. But before King's Day happened, he won the battle and the carrots were white. And he said... we want to make them orange to celebrate the king. So they.
How did they make them orange?
Some genetic stuff.
Great politicians answer there.
I feel like if as far as radio shows go and cover presenters coming in doing their thing, you have nailed the Una role so well.
Una, I'm doing you proud, I hope.
If Una, if you're listening, I'm sure you're smiling away right now. Yeah.
Please finish it with, I don't know, it could be true. I don't know, yeah.
Well.
That's how Una does.
Yeah. What do you think?
See.
If you tell me you know this.
No, I don't know it. Okay. But everything in my head. It was William of Orange.
Yeah, William of Orange.
That is a real person.
He is... their person.
I don't think that's why it's a very strange color to have a vegetable that's orange. I'm gonna say true.
True.
Yeah, I've literally got no backing to it, but But I don't think they're going to made them orange because of William of Orange.
How can a nation decide to change the colour of a vegetable?
Well, we found that.
Well, they just made it orange and then everyone was like, this so what? Is the better
carrots,
than white.
The carrots outside of Holland were like, well, guys, hate to break it to you, but we're not going to be blue from tomorrow.
We've got better carrots.
We've got to be orange.
We
because
want to be like them.
Your man, their person over there has decided that we're going to be orange going forward.
Yeah.
And that's why the carrots are orange. No. That's absolutely trash. There's no way. That's
are you true. Ready for the answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Donald's right. It's true.
What? No.
It is
because there's
true.
Genetics involved and stuff.
Yeah.
No, hang on a sec. You did not.
I didn't know that. No, but okay. I didn't know outright, but I don't know how either. But
it says
you
clever
delivered,
breeding.
You delivered it like so wishy-washy as well.
Yeah.
She knows how to play the game.
I don't know that much about
played the game really well. Yeah, no, something to do with your knowledge of carrots. It was like, and then this, I think, happened. And then your man over there was like, yeah.
Your man wanted the veg to be orange.
He's
yeah.
the man, yeah.
After him, and that's how it happened.
So that is why the, and what, the, with genetics and stuff.
Clever yeah. breeding, it says.
Oh.
Yeah.
Clever breeding.
There you go. Don't ask me how. It's not food colouring, like, I presume.
So could we just turn around tomorrow and change the colour of a potato?
With clever
yeah,
genetics.
Yeah, we could try make it green with clever,
yeah.
with clever breeding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not going to happen.
but we could in the future.
There's Una.
Well, yeah. So we just had three truths again. Oh, wow.
We're so clever.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, we gave away €5,000 yesterday. We needed you to go find Michal, Shane and Ella if you wanted to win that amount of cash. They were tucked away somewhere in Ireland. You had to find the door to win the cash, knock on the door and say, I spy Michal, Shane and Ella, and you won the cash. Melissa, congratulations, the winner of iRadio's I Spy.
Hello.
Good morning, Melissa.
I didn't know you were, I was like, no, she's definitely there. She's everywhere at the moment. First, that split second caught me. I was like, where is she? She's still at the house. How are you?
Oh, I don't know how I am today. I've calmed down a little bit. It doesn't really feel real.
Yeah, has it sunk in yet?
No. I kind of woke up this morning and I was kind of like, what just happened? And the kids were going up and down the hall with this giant check.
Yeah. They're like, Mammy's famous. Mammy's rich and famous. Yeah. I love this so much. I have so many questions for you now, Melissa. Like, I really do. Like, you just got up and left and rocked up to the door? Like, as in, did you not have stuff to do? Or were you able to just put it aside for the sake of the money?
I happened to be off yesterday anyway.
Unreal.
Nice.
Yeah,
that was a
so
sign.
I was off yesterday and, like that, I've been following it the last few days. Uh-huh. And I was just getting invested. So I sat down after doing a bit of cleaning and I just found I just couldn't get it out of my head. And I was screenshotting, going back through the videos, trying to see, and I was like, this is so vague.
This was my issue with it when we had the guys on the show in the morning.
And stuff, yeah.
It was shocking.
Yeah. So vague. Like, how are you supposed
Wild Atlantic
to find...
Way. I was like, how on earth does somebody find the house with that kind of a clue? But you did.
You did, Melissa. Tell us.
Before the Atlantic Way, that was kind of the clue that drove it home for me.
Okay.
I was going with the whole festival thing. I was in Stradbally. I was in Emo. At one stage, I was in Kilmainham.
I was thinking Bundoran as well.
I hadn't got that far because I kind of had in my head, right, we'll keep it kind of somewhat local.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was invested, and if it started going too far, I wasn't going to Bundoran.
Yeah.
Not this time, anyway.
What's the drive time from Tullamore to Bundoran? Is it a good...
Oh, God, I would have no idea.
It's not short enough, anyway, to be knocking at someone's door to be told, what are you doing at my house?
I was able to kind of justify the 1 hour, 20 minutes. I was telling myself, sure, that's normal. Like, an hour, 20 minutes. Sure, where was you getting an hour, 20 minutes?
What was the clue that did it then for you?
Well, the Atlantic Way was the last one that kind of pushed it over the edge. And I was like, oh, my God, it's definitely. Because I had kind of been in Stradbally, Emo, Kilmainham. And then I was in Galway. And I was kind of honed in Galway with kind of the arts and culture.
Yeah.
And the festivals. And I just presumed that this was part of the plot that you kind of had to, you know, they were renting a house,
hiding out.
Yeah.
So what's the best way to do that? Only kind of go through Airbnb and booking.com.
And is that what you did? So did you put in Galway
and I kind of Air Square. Again, I just kind of picked a landmark, but nothing stood out the first time. And then when I heard the Atlantic Way, I was like, oh my God, it's definitely Galway. It's definitely.
Wow.
I had seen comments for Sligo and Bundoran and all, and I was like, ignore. It's Galway.
Yeah, you didn't want people doubting you, obviously, as well.
No, had you a good, strong gut feeling?
So I went back into booking.com and I was really invested. I was scrolling, because it wasn't the first house that came up. And
booking.com, like there's some admin on booking.com looking at your like IP address going, this one's really interested in Galway, but she has no money. And little do they know that you have loads of money now. You'll be going back to booking.com like, guys, she just spent the last 2 days searching through Galway. Now she's looking at Dubai.
Well, I'd say that house price has doubled overnight anyway.
Yeah. Oh, because of course they pick up the traction and they're like, someone's really interested in this house. Yeah, and what's the plan for the 5,000? You don't have to tell us, but like, have you got an idea on a little bit you're going to spend it on?
Well, look, I had the best intentions to save it all, but there's a few around me spending it for me.
Oh,
the kids are on it. But they did help you, didn't they? Did one or two help?
Yeah, I had a few of them in the care. There was actually only one girl missing. I had four girls, so there was only one missing. I was in the bad books, but I think she's forgiven me as long as a little Shein order goes in.
Yes, a big shopping trip is what you all need.
Oh my God, Melissa, this is absolutely incredible. And do you know what, from talking to you, sometimes I hear listeners on the radio and they're like, oh yeah, cheers, thanks, bye. You're just like, oh okay, you are a deserved winner. You 100%. Put the graft in, you put the work in, you rocked up. You did not know who was going to open that door. Can you imagine that was someone's home and you had drove to Galway and they were like, what are you doing on my property? Like, you just ignored it.
Actually, for a minute, because when I initially came to the door, I was like, anxiety level. My daughter said to me, just as I get out, she was like, mammy, the hairs are standing on my arms. Look, yeah. She said,
she was like nervous for you. Yeah.
And like, I picked her up early from school and I literally threw her the phone and was like, she was like, what's going on? What's happened? I was like, just look at my phone. Check it out. Look at iRadio. Look at my screenshots. Look at everything.
And she was true detective.
Slowly swiping through everything. I was like, speed it up.
Oh my God. Well, Melissa, congratulations. And I might contact you off air because I've got a couple of things I need sussed out as well, if that's all right.
That's no problem at all.
I don't have $5,000 to give you, but a couple of protein bars and we'll go down that route. But Melissa, you've been a great winner. Congratulations.
Thank
Melissa.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.